Hey guys, welcome to Greek Tragedy. It's psychology without the science. I was kind of stumbling on that because I usually have like a notepad that I kind of go off of and prepare better, but we're coming live with kind of a new concept, which is just philosophizing, there we go, about like kind of random stuff, but also not random. I feel like there's a lot of correlation that can be drawn, especially with like the social media aspect, because this podcast is honestly originally like kind of trying to find the link between social media and philosophy and like how that all kind of intertwines with like human nature and like the selfish bias kind of thing. So I was like, well, what better opportunity to do this than to talk about like jealousy and how it stems with success, how it stems with a selfish bias, a greedy bias that we kind of all have due to human nature that kind of Rousseau talks about in one of his books, which I don't think, are you familiar with Rousseau?
I like heard his name before, but we talked about him on here.
Yeah, I mean, I always like, I go back to this story with like the stagnant, and my professor told me about it, and I was always drawn to like talk about it. And I feel like that can really talk about jealousy kind of in a sense and talk about like the selfish bias that we all have, which can also play a huge factor into what we're going to talk about today. Also, I'm joined with Hannah. I feel like I missed that one.
Oh, no. I mean, it's pretty clear that like you and I've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty clear. If you guys are now just discovering this podcast, then hello, welcome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll just start off with like Rousseau's story with like the stagnant, and I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability because I remember a lot of factors to it, but there's also some factors that I might forget. So here's my summary of it. Basically, y'all are hunting for it could be a pig, I think. It could be anything. And you got people who have to surround the pig, and you guys all have a mission to basically kill the pig and eat the pig because you guys are in need to go and eat this whole pig, and you guys all have to work in like sort of like a team, right? Well, Rousseau points this idea of like, what if people on the team go and hunt for other things because they have the opportunity to? So it's not all like, it's not teamwork. Like, say if you were on a team and you guys were all committed to like hunt this pig or whatever it is, mm-hmm. would you guys all follow through, or would you think, oh, what if the next neighbor of mine goes and hunts on their own?
And, like, has a better
catch.
Sure.
So, it's funny how Rousseau kind of introduces this, because I feel like this concept can be applied to basically, like, anything, mm-hmm. if you think about it. Because you can talk about how this kind of relates with schoolwork, like, you guys are all working on a team project, but what if you do it on your own, and you do it better than all these people combined? It could also relate to, like, a lot of factors and collaboration and stuff. So, this honestly just seems like he's stretching to be the demise of collaboration, which I totally get, because I feel like naturally people have their own motives and ulterior motives.
Yeah.
He applied this to our class of international relations in a totally different way of like, oh, each country is their own, so why is like another country gonna help another country? But that's not what I want to get into.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know, like, do you think that humans have like a naturally selfish, greedy side that like looks over themselves first, or do you think it's possible for humans to reach like a teamwork, collaborative space?
Right. I mean, for, like, when you brought up the example of being in a class and you have to do group work, my teachers, since I was maybe in first grade, know this, is that I hate working with other people, because it's not that I, like, am jealous of my own work, but I don't trust other people to get it done.
Mm-hmm. And which is totally valid.
Which is totally valid. I mean, in high school, like, no one gives, gives enough thought into the process of group projects, and so, which is why I always got A's, because I did it on my own, and my teachers respected that. However, when you're in a workplace and you have to work with other people, you can't, like, do a project on your own, like, make your own kind of money, because in a company, you have to be working with other people, and that kind of management is important, you know?
Definitely. I feel like, again, growing up, being a super independent person, I've kind of put this pressure on me that, like, if I'm going to do it on my own merit, then I know that I did everything in my power to do everything that I can.
Exactly.
And I don't want somebody else to ruin that for me because of all the hard work that I put into it. Because you know, you, like, goof around in school. And, like, this honestly can be applied to, like, any factor. This can be applied to, like, music, too. Like, you're mm-hmm. working on a song and, like, you're so determined to get it right, but you don't trust other people with, like, your ideas and stuff.
That's totally fair, which is, like, plagiarism kind of thing. Because if you... when I was in, like, 7th grade, or, like, 6th or 7th grade, we did a dissection of frogs. And I, like, my partner went off and, like, did whatever he did, and I did it myself. And then when other people asked me to do it, I did it for them because I enjoyed dissecting frogs. But, like, I just remember being in the classroom and, like, everyone watching me do the work. And mm-hmm. I was totally fine with that, but, like, I was doing it on my own merit. And, like, I did it because I liked doing it, not because other people asked me to.
And it felt good doing that because you know yeah. that if you messed up, then, like, that'd be put on you.
Exactly.
Rather than, like, oh... if you messed up, then you could have, like, changed the person's actions.
Right, and, like, blame someone else. Which is, I think blame is a huge thing about taking responsibility for your own actions. And when you, I guess, this kind of independence comes with sacrifice, but also it comes with responsibility.
100%. And I feel like it takes a really mature person to, like, put the blame on themselves because as humans, like, you don't want to admit that you're wrong. I feel like that's, like, the yeah, biggest exactly. thing. And that can be, like, played out into anything. Like, even bias, because a lot of people get, like, false narratives, and they just don't want to admit they're wrong, even if they have, like, the yeah. facts of, like, climate change. They're like, no, it doesn't exist. Like, climate change is fake, because they don't want to... Like, it's... What is it called? It's confirmation bias.
Oh, that's actually a huge thing that people don't notice, is because you're so... intrigued with your own narrative that you won't listen to anyone else's, and you think yours is right, which, like, in conversation, especially about politics, people just don't have an open mind, and you can't live your life like that.
Well, yeah, it's also because, like, look, like, I say this all the time, we, like, everybody has, like, an agenda to feed, and depending on, like, what side of the agenda you are on, like, it's all controlled, like, by, like, the elitists, you know what yeah, I mean? And
no, for sure.
I feel like now people are kind of starting to realize because, you know, we settled for Biden, like, that was great and all, but
mm-hmm.
then, like, he goes and does horrible things to Syria. It's like, dude, until you realize that these two parties basically work for the same thing mm-hmm. and are controlled by this hierarchy of, like, elitists, there will be no progression. And I constantly yeah. say that to people, and people are like, no, like, one side is marginally worse, and I'm like, yeah, one side could be, like, worse, but they both have the same goals, which is just right. social control and just trying to, like keep the status quo of elitism and, like, classism and stuff.
Right, and I think with those agendas comes, like, that kind of responsibility, and the second you don't take responsibility for it, people start to realize that it's kind of a problem.
And when you do take responsibility for it, they're scared, because they're like, oh my god, like, they're starting to figure
they
stuff
did
up.
Mess up.
Like,
and,
yeah.
And that's the thing, like, it's not only with Biden. I mean, Trump did mess up with certain things.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. No, 100%. It's like, people who are on the right, like, have this, like, confirmation bias constantly because they only get news from, like, one source or sources yeah. that are, like, biased. And then you, like, my favorite mm-hmm. is, like, PragerU. They were, like, telling people how, like, climate change isn't real. And then the person who sponsored the article was... literally a fossil fuel power plant. So
interesting.
I was
yeah.
like obviously if you're talking about climate change and it's sponsored by, like, a fossil fuel mm-hmm. greenhouse gas power plant, do you
sense.
Think it's honestly not going to be honest. That's why I tell people, like, check your sources mm-hmm.
Because PragerU is also biased, and it's like Fox News is kind of biased, like CNN, and you can't really trust it. And while that is our only source of news, you can't, like, be at the place and see it happen yourself.
I would say I trust CNN more than I trust, like, Fox News, but it's just, like, because I don't trust Fox News at all, but it's, like, how are you, like, gonna, like, get, like, that information? But this kind of turned into, like, a political thing, so I'm gonna draw
yeah,
it back
we'll
to, like, the selfishness that Rousseau talks about, like, the natural bias. But I feel like even, like, you learning about psychology, like, you've definitely probably seen some examples of, like, human nature. Like, they'll look out after themselves before they look after,
yeah.
like, another person.
Well, I mean, the example that we were given, because we did learn about this in class, is that when you're driving a car, if you're the one, like, going slow and, like, being cautious, and then someone, like, drives past you, you're like, what the heck? Like, why did you just, like, speed? And you
mm-hmm.
almost hit me. Like, that's so rude of you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we never put ourselves in the shoes of others. Like, oh, maybe that guy's mom is dying. Like, you have no idea.
And it's weird, because all these people, like, live, like, separate lives. Like, we don't know what's going on. And, like, and that just, like, always scares me, because it's, like, you're on the road driving, you're, like, neighbor in, like, the car, like, driving behind you or, like, on the side of the road. Like, he has this complete separate, like, life story. Exactly. And, like, complete different, like, outlook on life. And that, to me, is so weird because there's how many people? Like, 9 billion people in the world, and they all have that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, to me, is just so freaky. And I don't even want to think about that because it causes me, like, a little bit of anxiety to think that everybody has, like, their separate lives.
Right.
And people often dismiss that because they're so... We're, like, kind of driven to, like, focus about ourselves first.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, I think in a sense, if we wanted to progress with, like, more progressive ideas, like, communism, like, that couldn't, like, play out the way we'd hope for because everybody has, like, a selfish bias, and until, like, they take off, like, that selfish bias, progression can't be made since it's, like, a natural
right.
thing that we're raised in.
And especially capitalism. In America, like, we're so used to things being self-centered. It's not necessarily self-centered, but, like, you make 100%. Your own money, you provide for yourself, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but, like, you can decide whether you want to think of other people.
Oh,
which is really
yeah.
good of you. And, like, if you have that kind of money, and if you can, like, do it.
Well, that's, and I think that's also driven by, like, consumerism culture and the fact that, like, we have, like, Amazon at our fingertips. Because,
yeah.
like, consumerism culture, whether in, like, social media, products, whatever, kind of just manipulates us to think for ourselves and, like, be happy on our own merit. Which I guess is, like, vital to be happy with your own liberty, whatever. But it's gone to a point where it's, like, I'm doing everything for myself rather than paying attention to other people. And you can even see that. Like, the actions of other people, because people will often, like, look out for themselves, like, lie for themselves, like, do all these things for themselves, but at the end of the day, like, that doesn't equate for yourself, because you spent yeah. so much time focusing on yourself that you just did that to satisfy other people's pleasures.
No, for sure. I definitely agree, and also, like, if you put that, like, the car thing, if you put the time and effort to even think about the other person, like, you'll give them room on the road, and, like, being a defensive driver, like, you learn this when you're driving, is that you have to be defensive, in which, like, you do your own thing, but, like, watch out for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just, like, see how people are turning, because if someone's, you know, making a left turn, like, you don't go faster into the lane, you give them their space, because they're just the one moving. Like, regardless of, you know, what lane you're in, you just let them have their space, and, like, their time to do things. And so, in Los Angeles, with quickly moving traffic, not everyone gives that kind of thought, and that's why accidents happen all the time, because everything is just so quickly moving. You just have to, like, think about what you're doing, you know.
No, and, like, I feel like that a lot of that, like, quick moving fast pace, we can, like, relate to, like, real, I mean, like, that is real life, but also
yeah.
like, not just in cars, but applicable to, like, all aspects of life. And I feel like why that is such a big thing is because we're kind of brought in this, like, very toxic, like, capitalistic, like, 9-to-5 culture.
Yeah,
of, like, you have
sure.
to do everything this way, you have to work under somebody, and, like, you're not really given any freedom to, like, develop on your own, like,
mm-hmm.
prosperity, your own merit. And that literally also feeds into, like, the selfishness. The other aspect of this is jealousy and comparison, because
yeah.
I've had, like, a lot of awakenings with this in the past couple of months, like, with, like, a similar, like, with this, you know, like, the situation that I was in. We're not gonna, like, expose myself here.
Regardless
of that. But I think what a lot of people don't realize about selfishness is that selfishness is inherently related to comparison
yeah.
and inherently related to jealousy. Because the reason you're jealous is because you can't have what that other person has.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your own toxic trait being like, oh, I'm comparing myself to that. And another thing that I've, like, noticed is that when you are jealous, you hope for the worst of that person.
Yeah.
And, like, you do everything to block their success.
Yeah.
And you spend more time on that than actually focusing on how you can get to where they're at. Because you're like, you know what? I'm going to use all my energy just to derive from there. And that person just ends up, like, not getting blocked. They just end up working harder because those obstacles that you put in front of them
mm-hmm.
are just encouraging them and inclining them to do better things.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind how humans are programmed to, instead of, like, focus on themselves and not tear people down,
mm-hmm.
that, like, they just, like, use that time to tear people down, tear girls down. Like, you see that on, like, TikTok all the time, especially
mm-hmm.
with, like, the trends of, like, you know, those girls that, like, have, like, a super, like, skinny waist, and, like, they can't
yeah.
help it sometimes. All the people are,
like genetics.
What I would kill for that, and,
yeah,
like I'm not gonna eat today, like, all this stuff, but it's, like, dude, like, focus on yourself. Like, I'm not saying what she's doing is healthy, but,
uh-huh.
like, allocate that time to, like, better yourself rather than, like, wasting time on other people and, like, comparing yourself, because comparison is and this is such a generic quote, but comparison is literally the thief of happiness. And you have to, like, remind yourself, because our whole entire culture is literally based on comparison. You make music, you're compared to people. Facts. You post on Instagram, you're compared to people. You go to school, you're compared to people. Like, it's always been a comparison game from the start and dawn of time. And, like, yes, I guess comparison is good to, like, measure success and how you're doing, like, through these challenges. But there's an aspect and, like, a line where that gets from good to extremely toxic. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but we've crossed into, like, the extreme, like, extremely toxic boundary, like, ever since the dawn of the century.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. Because, like, I mean, we're now looking at so many different things all at once. And, like, we just, like, want everything so fast. But, like, when it's, you know, if you want to be a billionaire, like, do this. You're like, ugh, I hate that I can't have a Ferrari. Like, ugh, I can't, you know, do this, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think to fix jealousy is to fix your own self-image. Because if you're satisfied with who you are, and, like, yeah, if you're working for yourself, not for someone else, you're going to feel so much better.
Yeah, no, that, I think you just said that perfectly, because
I fixed it.
No, you literally solved, like, all of the jealousy. Self-consciousness. Yeah. Like, well, because when you're jealous, like, you're,
like, you hate yourself more than you hate them, kind of thing.
You're also seeping validation through other people. Like, you're you're basing it on, like, the merit of others rather than the merit of yourself. And I feel like that's, again, where it gets super toxic, because if you're going to measure success, then I don't think measuring it on the basis of comparison is fair, since people progress at different times. And, like, I talked this about with my friend, like, Jack, and he was, like, talking about how important it is to not compare yourself and work on yourself first. And
the more, which is so right.
Which is so right, but it's so also so simple. And I feel like we constantly hear these messages, like, on those, like, really weird, like, Instagram little, like, square boxes that are like, don't be jealous. But it's so simple yet so complicated, since we're literally told to do the opposite of it every single day of our lives. So
yeah, no, I definitely get that. He's right, though. Like, he's like, in order to be okay with yourself, like, you need to focus on yourself.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. But I would say, like, the biggest thing that people have to remember about, like, focusing on themselves and growing themselves is to realize that this growth happens at a different rate. Like, you might be flourishing right now, and your next-door neighbor might not be. And that's not to say that you're a bad, like, you're bad in general. It just means that, like, you grow at a different rate. Like, dude, flowers grow super differently. Some tortoises, like, keep on growing till, like, they're 100. And some turtles are, like, dead by, like, 2 years. I'm sorry. Right. I used to have turtles. Yeah, right. I don't know where they went. I just remember, like, waking up one day, and I was like, where are the turtles? Like, I want to see the turtles, because they, like, lived in our pond in Canada.
Yeah.
We could not find the turtles. Like, we're pretty sure, like, they, like, escaped or something. And, like, the worst part is, like, we lived in an apartment building, like, on the top floor. So if they fell, like, they definitely, like,
smashed.
Oh, no! That turtle! But I kind of want to see a picture of that.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, that's, like, kind of, like, the concept of jealousy that I wanted to brush over. Because I feel like that also goes, like, hand in hand with a lot of things that teens are forced to experience. Because we, like, even when, like, you apply to college, like, what's, like, the most searched up video you, like, see? It's the stats video. It's, like, you comparing your stats, like, the person's, like, YouTube video, and you're, like, so nervous about that.
The thing is, like, I follow this one girl, and all she does is post about her college experience, and she's, like, oh, got in this place, got in that place, and, like, I used to be jealous of that, like, oh, congratulations, like, you're so smart, like, you're so intelligent, whatever, but, like, I don't want to think about it that way anymore. Like, I don't care about her college experience. Like, I just don't. Because, like, I've been so turned off to it. Because I've just learned that, like, the importance of it is literally 2%. Like, it's, like, it does not matter.
Well, yeah, and it's, like, again, like, everybody leads such a different life. Like, it's, like, in my case or something, it's, like, physically impossible to follow what somebody does on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I think that people, like, then create, like, these future scenarios of how they want their college experience to be, or how they want their life to be, like, and play Pinterest out. Boards. Like, and, like, dude, I'm so guilty of it. Yeah. Like, I plan out my future probably, like, twice a day, and I'm like, in 2 years I'm gonna be doing this while living in
wherever.
And the more I do it, the more I realize, like, you can't, like, do that, because you're just gonna stress out yourself
by, like, planning everything. Because, yeah, you're going to, like, be disappointed when it doesn't happen because you play it out in your mind. Like, so, and, no, like, for this sure. is happening out right now with, like, the school that I, like, really wanted to get into, and I'm just like, dang, like, I really hope it's going to work out. And I keep on telling myself, like, but what if? And I'm like, dude, Ava, stop. You can't just say, like, what if. You have to focus on the what now, then once the what now passes, then you live in the what if.
Mm-hmm.
And don't drag out the past, because the past is the past, you can't change it. Like, I can't change it off 2 seconds ago.
Right, and I think, like, what I always say is, like, if you were yourself in the past now, you wouldn't be you.
Oh, can we just, like, talk about how everything literally happens for a reason? And I think so many people dismiss that fact. Like, I've been raised with that idea, and I'm so glad that my mom raised me with that, because that has saved me in so many situations from utter disappointment. Because think about it, like, if that one bad, really bad thing that happened to you didn't happen, you literally would not know how to deal with the future situation of that, and it would probably have been, like, 10 times worse. Like, I'm constantly, like, telling people, like, I have a really, like, bad family situation.
True.
Not telling all people, but, like, I tell selective people, like, you and, like, Matt and, Jack and, like, my friends.
Yeah. The people
and,
who matter.
Yeah, and, like, there was, like, oh, it sucks that you had to go through that. And I'm like, it sucks, but, like, look, I was dealt with these hands of cards. I can't, like, there's nothing I can do in my power to, like, change, like, the horrible things that my dad did. Like, I really can't just be there and be like, whatcha?
Yeah.
So I just have to, like, live with that and, like, be happy with who I am right now and realize that it happened for a reason, because now I'm undefeatable and no man can stop me from flourishing.
Yeah. And, like, having that secure independence, like, to bring it back, like, you are yourself because of you.
And, yeah,
like,
no.
Now, let me admit, like, that...
Well, no, it does sense, make your... Like, I think what you're trying to say is, like, you are you because of the things that you've been through.
Yeah, and, like, experiences.
Literally, every single day, I feel like everybody grows in a different way, because you are brought up with, like, another challenge to face.
Right.
Maybe not every day, but for me, it's every day. I feel like I always have, like, some interesting consequence, which then ends up me sitting at the piano. I wrote this about this in a college essay, like, a while back, and I was basically saying, like, the biggest tool that I've been dealt with, that I've been given with to deal with, like, my problems is the fact that I can, like, problem solve on the basis of making music and, like, writing music. And I swear, if it wasn't for the fact that I could come back from a bad day or whatever event, unfamiliar circumstance that I'm in, and write up my piano, I don't know how I would cope with it, because that's, like, the only thing that I know. And I feel like finding, like, a coping mechanism is super healthy, whatever it is. I mean, don't do, like, bad stuff for your coping, but, like, no, but I'm just saying, like, finding, like, a hobby, maybe it's, like,
it's so important, art. Though.
Yeah, no, it's super important.
It helps you grow, and, like, processing that information is so crucial to, like, your survival.
Processing the information, I feel like people don't, like, really realize how important that is, or, like, signify
it. Prioritize,
because people usually like to push away their problems, and my friend told me to push away my problems. It was, like, the dumbest idea that I thought of.
And the thing is, like, that's why you have to surround yourself with people who actually listen to you. Like, regardless of if they give you advice, just, like, being an actual good friend is, like, willing to listen.
And not to say, like, I feel like a lot of people think they are a good friend and, like, think they're doing things that, like, equate to something. They generally give their best advice, but here's the thing, is, like, their advice may not be applicable or the best for you, because again, we're so different. Like, maybe pushing away your problems is a great thing for you to do, but for me, like, I have to
address work it
through. And that's why I think, like, there's, like, a stigma for me, like, in therapy too, because I went to a therapy appointment, like, I think once in my life, and I didn't like it because I felt like it was so general and, like, focused on, like, what you should do as a general audience to, like, better your mental health rather than, like, specifically talking to yourself. And I guess, like, the more you work with a therapist, like, the better it gets, but it's like, dude, like, this seems so general, like, working through your problems. Not to hate on anybody that goes to therapy, it's just, like, it's not for me. Like, I'd rather talk to my, like, friends about it.
Yeah, which is why, I mean, I want to be a therapist, not because, like, I want to listen to people's problems, because I want them to solve it themselves. Because even talking it and hearing what you're saying, I would say 98% of the time makes you realize it's reality. Not only it's reality, but it's like, feasible. And, like, you can actually play with the ideas, not only in your head because they get scary, but, like, if someone else is there with you and they're, like, how do you, like, actually feel about this? Like, how do you want to deal with this with your life right now?
And the more, like, you depend on somebody for, like, that outlet of finding peace with yourself, the more that you can't find peace with yourself because, again, like, the best person that knows you and how to solve your problems is yourself.
Is you. Yeah.
And because you've lived in that body for however many years. So you know the best way to cope with it. You know the things that work and things that don't work. So when you take advice from somebody, it ends up probably not working in your best favor because it's from their experience. And, again, y'all's lives, hella different.
For sure. No, for sure. And which is why, like, those kinds of differences make the best kinds of people. And so you're not, like, to bring it back, like, you're not jealous of their life because you found such good things in your own life through them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you're, you know, if your therapist is perfect, like, honestly, they're probably not. Like, no one's perfect, regardless of, like, you know, when people say, like, oh, like, if you're in a rich house and, like, in a big family, you're not struggling. That's not true. Everyone has their own struggles.
Yeah, everybody has their own things that they go through. And I feel like a lot of the time we don't realize that, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I paint, like, this picture on social media that's, like, super unfair of, like, oh, like, I'm having a great time, but, like, behind the photo, I'm, like, crying about, like, my family situation or just other things that are totally valid. And we often forget that because I know that when I tell selective people about what I'm going through, they're like, what? They're like, look,
you
like,
have
we're,
no idea.
You have no idea, like, we're all not perfect, we're all just, like, the product of what society wants us to be, which is also another topic to, like, break out of the shell.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to listen to my song, Cross the Line, it's about that, actually. It's about breaking out of the shell and crossing the line of the societal boundary that you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this Kim was, like, a promo.
Yeah! Listen to her on Soul Line.
Please! Von Winook! Von Winook! I feel like all of us, like, jealousy talk, like, it's really funny because it just, like, relates back to my favorite one of my, like, favorite to read, I should say, philosophers, Rousseau. Because he really just talks about, like, human nature without a psychology and more, like, historical references. Sure. And I feel like that satisfies my brain because I'm more of, like, the artsy non-sciencey person.
Yeah. That's
so
fair.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it for this podcast. Hope you enjoyed the stagnant story to jealousy in comparison to selfishness, to greedy. Just a bunch of random philosophy stuff that I feel like is applicable to everybody's lives.
Yeah. And, like, I think every episode identifies such different things.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's so weird because sometimes, like, I'll think about, like, what I said on, like, the last, or what we were talking about in, like, the last episode, and I was like, oh, wait, this is so different. The societal aspect until, like, last week's.
Exactly.
So that it's nice because I feel like we don't cross the same bridges or we don't cross the same points, which I think is super healthy.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because you want to just, like, learn more, but
human brains are intricate.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like the human brain is honestly very simple, but we just overcomplicate the heck out of it.
Oh,
but
fair. That's also true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's an aspect to everything that's, like, super simple, but, like, us humans have this, like, overthinking quality because nothing we've been really told or taught our whole entire life has ever been, like, a simple equation.
For sure.
So we try to, like, compensate with that with making everything complicated when it really should not be.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I'm no one to talk to because I'm definitely not a psychology or psychologist major.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can come to me a couple years.
Yeah, literally. Go to Hannah for your therapy needs.
Anyway, that's it for today.
Give us a follow on Instagram.
Yeah, give us each a follow, DM us
about topics
you guys need to know or listen to. If you actually do listen, hit us up.
Yeah, literally, please. I would love for somebody to DM me and be like, hey, I listened to Greek Tragedy.
Literally, I think that's all I want from this thing, is just for someone to be like, hey, I was so moved by what you're saying.
Well,
that's all I want. So guys,
please.
All right.
As always, our problems start with the Greek philosophers. I'm gonna close it on that one.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.